This is Andy Wall, a graduate student in the College of Education. I'm going to read an article out of Videography Magazine from March 2008. It's an article basically about Scott Billups using new technology for historical forensics shows. It's called From Here to Infinity. Scott Billups uses Thompson's newest camera for historical forensics show. When cinematographer and technician maven Scott Billups was hired to create portions of the Discovery Channel's Bone Detectives, he naturally sought out a camera that could provide crisp, robust imagery for the significant amount of green screen that would be used in the film. Billups makes a point to try out new imaging technology as it appears, and he's shot with the Sony's HDW F900, Thompson's Viper, Panasonic's Varicam, and the much-discussed Red One from Red Digital Cinema. So when the long-awaited Thompson Infinity camera became available, he was happy to test it. Though his first choice on the job would have been the Red, he explains, it wasn't possible because of the recall of the first set of Red cameras, but the Infinity worked out very well. The show, hosted by archaeologist Scotty Moore, takes a look at historical forensics cases. Think CSI meets the world of archaeology, he elaborates. It follows team of scientists as they use clues and state-of-the-art technology to solve mysteries at sites including Egyptian tombs and Mayan burial grounds. A significant portion of each episode contains live-action elements shot in front of green screen. The live-action is later compromised in post with CGI backgrounds. For Billups' episode, these backgrounds were generated as Hollywood Hills facility. Pixie Mongol, a Mac-based software such as Autodesk Maya and E on Software View. For the green screen shoots, Billups would use an action in actors in costume and lighting effects so pixelmonger artists and compositions could be subsequently tracked in the CGI backgrounds. For the Mayan episode, he recalls, we had guys jumping from boulder to boulder and walking through caves, holding torches which illuminate the dead bodies strewn all over the place. For that, we used interactive lighting effects. Different shows have different gags. For another Mayan show set outside, we have people in the foreground and then thousands more in huge temples in the background. Billups shot some portions with an F900-3, but for two episodes, for A Shadow of the Sun Lord and Celebration of Death, he sought out a better image, which brought him to the Infinity. These episodes involved a greater amount of composition of images under low-light conditions, such as cave and building interiors. A clean signal is especially important in this kind of situation because noise can pick up the green bounce and contaminate the shadows. The F900 can be very noisy, he adds. The Infinity is an order of magnitude cleaner. I've shot features with the F900 and the image can be nice, but it's grainy and it doesn't have the color space. It's 20-year-old technology. I mean, the new R version of the F900 or the F23, which is a monster camera, but I knew we couldn't do better with those green screen shots than with the F900. He was among the first cinematographers to do anything with the Thompson's Viper, so he explains, the Thompson people were very comfortable letting me try out the Infinity. Chroma key work is dependent on a good noise floor and a good color space. That's it. Everything else is methodology, but those are the things that you need technologically. He stored the camera output on the iOmega Rev Pro drives using Thompson's Priority codec. Additionally, he recorded the camera's HD SDI stream directly onto the on-site Macs via an AJA 2K card. This workflow allowed editorial work with the compressed material while Pixelmonger could composite with the output. In addition to the image of the Infinity, which is a 14-bit A to D converter, can offer Billups, which is also impressed by the camera's ease of use. The single most outstanding feature with the Infinity is that it's a sixth grader. I'm tired of unnecessarily obtuse and exotic gear, but this is something a simple sixth grader could use. To me, it's a mark of poorly made equipment. If you need a manual to operate it, it's poorly designed. Try to change the black level on an F900 without adjusting the angle or your knee, or name anything, you have to go into the matrix and then you're lost. When there are 6,000 options in the F900 matrix. With the Infinity, everything is easy to understand and well thought out. Billups wants the purest image possible, and he set his gain at -3 dB and adjusted black level, white level, and knee to allow the camera to do as little imaging process as possible. Since he has complete control over lighting the stage, he could keep illumination consistent to within one stop over and under Kiki. You could get away with lighting three stops over or under, he said, though he adds that doing so would introduce noise and undermine the cleanliness of the image. Of the Infinity, Billups sums up, it's one of the easiest cameras to use. It has a very clean signal with very low noise, and the image has a textured feel to it. It's not video Y unless you specifically shoot it that way. Bone Detectives premiered on the Discovery Channel in January and is scheduled for release on DVD and Blu-ray in the near future, which it is on Blu-ray and DVD now. And I've definitely enjoyed it very much, so that's why I chose to read this article. I hope you found something interesting out of it. And talk to you soon. Bye.